talking. We're going talking today where things are popping. The Marian way, we're going to drop in on discussions of the day on the Exchange Club. Exchange Club, we're going debating. We're going to debate very loud and we'll be laughing and floating high on a cloud. Phones are ringing from listeners all around on the Exchange Club. Exchange Club, and we'll guess and goof and talk on Exchange. Read, debate, and think it's Exchange. Tune in, we're on. Turn on, I'm in. It's on today. The Exchange Club.
And away we go. It is a getaway Friday, October the 8th, 2021, 18 minutes past the hour. Scott Spears along with you here on The Exchange Club. And oh, what a morning it's been. We want to thank our guests this morning. We had opened the show this morning with the legendary Marla Gibbs from the Jeffersons and 227. Then we had City Councilman Josh Daniels. What a story that's turning into with City Auditor Robert Landon and everything going on there. And then we had one of my favorite people, Joey Deoria, the last really national bozo left around. And now Bozo has been purchased by David Arquette. So Bozo will go on. Now, we haven't done this the last 2 days, and I'm going to do it really quick here just to keep it updated. The old Geraldo Journal here. So let's do it because this is becoming a real lost cause at this point. But just to keep everybody updated, 10-7 would have been yesterday. We did not do it yesterday because we had guests on. 10-7-21, very simply, did not hear from Geraldo. So there we go with that. Now we move to today, the 8th of October. Here we go. 10-8-21, did not hear from Geraldo. Now, I will tell you, I did email Rob, his producer again, at rob@wtam.com, and so far, no response. So that's the old Geraldo Journal for today. If you got anything to say, give me a buzz, 740-383-9944. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, just to let you know, even though I said I was done with it because it was, like, starting to affect my mental health, I did call that station a couple of times because I thought, I'll forget that guy on the phone. I'm going to give him a piece of my mind. Rob was sick.
Yes.
Yeah, they just, whoever answers one of the 900 Robs answers the phone says, oh, he's not available. He's not here. So I think they think that'll work.
Well, it's really getting old because when you said that they knew of me and that they have emailed me, now I have emailed.
Matt, remember that part though.
What's that?
Matt,
yes, that I'm Matt. Well, I have emailed. Yesterday, I sent him an email. Now, I don't want to say what the offer was. It was basically to do an interview personally from me this time. I mean, I got in on it and nothing. Nothing. And that's
so you sent the email to his producer?
Yeah, to Rob. And apparently Rob. And you know what? I really thought about this last, because after a Friday night show last week, when you felt that we were getting on their nerves, and when the whole thing happened with Channel 4, and that guy felt we were trying to make some kind of joke of him, I thought, you know, that was not the intention, but maybe, you know, we'll go back to playing Family Feud all the time. But then it has dawned on me now that we should not feel this way. Who is Geraldo? Geraldo puts...
Thank you, because you... Look at all the names. I mean, just like Buckeye Guy says in his... What do you call that? Monologue?
His little... I don't even know. Yeah, I guess his little soliloquy.
Wow. We're really getting the big words out today.
It's Big Word Friday.
Yeah.
We had Bozo on. We've got to.
But, Where was I going? Oh, yeah, so it's not like this would be your debut with a star. You're, like, a star professional.
Well, I just don't... he certainly would not be my biggest interview. And to be honest with you, I always turn all my
cards. Right, because, I mean, sorry, I'm interrupting, Keith. That's what I do. But Phil Donahue, I think that would trump Geraldo any old day of the week.
Well, of course it would. And that's how I feel. Geraldo could think that I am a pain in the backside. Rob could think I was a pain in the backside. Phil Donahue invited me to his house with Marlo Thomas. Frankly, I don't care what Rob and Geraldo think. I don't care what this little nose drip at Channel 4 thinks.
And I might just be a lonely bus driver, an old, Hoboken man. But to me, when you say, I promise I will call him, and you got my hopes up, like, oh, cool, everybody will be, excited to take the next step, new log in the journal, da-da-da-da-da.
Well, here's the problem.
And then you don't call. Like, if you're not going to do something, you don't say you're going to.
No, and here's what I don't like, that you would even feel that way, because the truth of the matter is, this guy is a radio producer at a station in Cleveland, Ohio. Now, we know he's got to be a derelict. And honest to goodness, I mean, he probably got this job out of a Cracker Jack box. We don't even use producers here. Can't Geraldo produce his own show?
That I don't know much about, but like one of the Robs said, he's pretty busy for a 78-year-old.
Well, I'm just saying that this guy puts himself on some kind of pedestal, arbiter.
Well, really, I don't know anything about your business, really, and how it operates. Could Geraldo do an interview by phone? Does he have to come to Marion?
He doesn't have to,
He is so busy.
Well, right. I've never heard anything from these people. Nothing.
So even if they said, look, we can squeeze you in, you can have 20 minutes of Geraldo, could it be as simple as he just called you, you guys can do it, or do you have to do some big extravagant?
We're just past that at this point, because if Phil Donahue can give me 2 hours, if Bill Cosby, whether people liked it or not, can give me 20 minutes,
right.
if these people can do it, Geraldo Rivera can do it.
Right.
And Joey Deoria this morning, it's a big week for Bozo. He gave me 45 minutes. Josh Daniels is all over the news right now. He gave me 45 minutes. Marla Gibbs gave me 45 minutes. She just got her star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. Who in the world is Geraldo Rivera?
I'm with you. Well, listen, I know people don't want to hear me. They want to hear you. So let me get off. And incidentally, I am at lunch. Don't think I'm tooling down Delaware Avenue on the handy-dandy cell phone. Not that I could anyway, because I'm under video and audio surveillance. But it's your show, Scott. I'll be tuning in.
Well, thank you.
Toodles.
All right, phone lines are open on this, 740-383-9944. And I don't even mind when people critique my show. I've had many people call in here and say I'm sick of the Geraldo Journal. That's fine. I understand that. The other day, somebody called in and said something about the pizza guys. I like the pizza guys. This is a show. And you do a show, and you try to do it to the best of your ability, and some days it's a home run, and some days it's not, and not everybody's going to like the same stuff. And that's hopefully the point that is illustrated. But I have emailed Rob, no response. I know people have sent letters to him long ago now, no response. So apparently this guy thinks he's just better than everybody else up there. He is a... why isn't he on the air? Is he even on the air, this Rob guy? Because to me, that's why I called him a derelict. And I hope somebody sends this right up to him. That's my hope in the world, is that he hears about this. Because it's apparently all personal with this guy. So, there you go. That's my thought on the Geraldo Journal today. 740-383-9944. And maybe if he had any talent, he would be on the air. Rob, that is. Geraldo, I'm still not even sure Geraldo knows what we're doing. I don't know that it's ever gotten past Rob. And first of all, who has an office manager with the same name as yourself? How confusing is that? Or is that a big lie? We really don't know. In any event, if anybody has anything to say, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. But that's the October 8th entry in the Geraldo Journal, which started September the 16th. So we've been doing this for quite a while now. we might blow through these 70 pages and never get Geraldo on this show. But we're going to put that back over there. And those guys from, where were they from? Boston? Was it Boston? They turned out to be nothing. They couldn't get anything done. And, you know, they were my Boston pinheads, and for a period of time I liked them. I don't know where they've went. Maybe they're back on that podcast that they were doing up there, that fascinating podcast. But we haven't heard from them. And they were supposed to get things done. We didn't hear anything from them. Sam Donaldson, we had him back on this week. And there's a guy. You know, Sam Donaldson, who will come on the show and he will do 45 minutes and he's entertaining, he's articulate, and even if you don't agree with him, he is all those things. He knows his stuff. He's been around the people. Same thing with Mayor Leschutka yesterday. What a good guest he was. We have the best guests in radio, period. In the last 2 days, Sam Donaldson, Mayor Greg Leschutka, Marla Gibbs, Joey DeOria, the last really living national bozo, on a week when Bozo went from Larry Harmon Productions to David Arquette. So that's all I have to say about that. So there you are, 740-383-9944. Now here's another choice, this whole auditor thing. And you know what? We are going to talk about it because we are an information education station, and we're trying to get to the bottom of this. And there could not be a more confusing story in Marion, Ohio right now than this one. So if anybody wants to say anything about what they've heard or seen this week in regard to this story, give me a buzz, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Give me a buzz, because now this may have turned into the most bizarre, back-and-forth, confusing story in the history of Marion, Ohio. But to be honest with you, I'm starting to think that's the point. I think people are trying to be confusing, to be honest with you. And I'm not going to draw an opinion or a conclusion on that, but it seems to me that people are just out to confuse. Because nobody really ever gives you a whole lot of evidence of things that they say. Now, I'm not saying that applies to everybody, and I guess people can take that for what it is, but that's becoming a big problem. People making statements with nothing to back it up. I don't ever remember in the history of Marion, and somebody can correct me if I'm wrong, but we broke the story this morning, that a sitting elected official has called the police on another sitting elected official and said they stole a document from their office. I think that's unheard of in Marion politics. Unheard of. And I'm sure we can check to find out if that's true. I'm sure there's some kind of record of the call being made. And a matter of fact, Josh Daniels offered us the emails earlier from the police. So we can check that one. And I have never heard a quote. And I talked with talked to Josh Daniels about it earlier. In regard to the auditor, if you have the quote that he gave to Crawford County Now, and this is the quote: "He's jerking on the heartstrings of the community for all it's worth. There's a special place in hell for the Pharisees and this guy. If that oxygen tank can go to church, it can come to the office. I hope the community does not continue to fall for it." There is bad blood in this community. And I don't know that it's necessarily unwarranted at this point. I don't think we're getting anywhere. I can hear Channel 6 and Channel 4. Channel 6 loves to go here more than anybody else. Channel 6 and Channel 10 firing up their vans to run to Marion with a story like this. It's just what happens. And maybe when Channel 4 is here, I can educate them on Jimmy Crum. But This is where we are. Does anybody have any thoughts 32 minutes past the hour? And we take all opinions here. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. And you know what I hate about this story more than anything? Is that people are making their decisions based on their political beliefs and how they feel about the people involved. They're not making their decisions based on the job people are doing. And that's really what this whole story is about. It's about the job. We elect people to do jobs. We pay them to do jobs out of tax money. And we need to know if they're doing their jobs. And if they are, good. And if they're not, somebody should probably look into it. So why it is about, do I like the person? You know, you can like the person and think they're doing a terrible job. That's not unheard of. You know, there are a lot of people who I have liked in the radio business who I would not want to have their own show on this station. Because they're just not good at the job. But who's to say I'm any good? That's just my opinion. I don't think their shows are good. I don't think they were meant to be broadcasters. But it doesn't mean I hate them. It doesn't mean I think they're bad people. And it doesn't even mean I don't like them. There are there are decisions that I have made over the years when it's come to programming where I liked one person better than the other, but I chose the other because they did a better job. That's what you're supposed to do. Especially when it comes to things like public office and the public airwaves. You don't put somebody in a position because they're your friend. You put them there because they'll do the job. And that's that. That's my little editorial for this afternoon. And if anybody feels different, give me a buzz. I'd love to hear from somebody. That nobody has an opinion on this is shocking to me. I know there are people out there listening who have very heavy opinions about this, and they're keeping them quiet because I guess they're afraid people will get angry with them. I don't know. I really don't know where we're at right now with this. 740-383-9944. The phone lines are open. 740-383-9944. Give me a buzz. I'd love to hear from you. Do you have any thoughts on that or anything else in the world? The pastor brought me a very nice little package here of stuff that looks awful good. Buckeyes and peanut butter fudge and all kinds of good stuff. Boy, does that look good. Huh. Anyway, well, the phones are not ringing off the hook on this subject, so I guess maybe we'll move on. Maybe nobody wants to say anything about it at this point. But the phone lines are on, are open right now. 740-383-9944. And again, Josh Daniels was invited on this show. Mayor Schertzer's been invited on this show. And Robert Landon has been invited on this show. And they are welcome to call in or come in anytime that we have an opening. Period. I invited Robert Landon on twice today. And he has chose not to do that. Now, I know he's giving interviews to the Marion Star, so I would assume he's feeling better. But you never know. That's not my decision. So here we go. Here comes a phone call. All righty. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, Scott. I never heard anything about you. You said the police were called about a document being reported stolen. Can you maybe go over that again? I mean, I'm not for sure what happened.
Oh, yeah, I can do it. You want to hang on the line, or do you just want me to tell you again?
I'll just listen on the radio if you don't care. That's first time I heard it.
Yeah, well, it happened here this morning, so I'll relay the story. And if you have anything to say about it, call back in.
I sure will. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye. What I'm referring to in regard to that was, and I'm going to tell this as loosely because we just, as I can, because we just heard it this morning from Josh Daniels, and I didn't know he was going to tell that story. But apparently what happened was there was some kind of payment that was not made to a business. So Josh went to the city councilman, Josh Daniels, went to the auditor's office and asked for the document. And he was given the document. And for some reason, city auditor Robert Landon called the police department on Josh Daniels and said that he stole the document from his office. So, yesterday and today, the police spoke to Josh, and Josh, during the interview, gave the names, police officers, everybody involved, and said that there's really nothing going on with it because he didn't steal the document. So, why Robert Landon accused him of that and called the police to that effect, we don't know. Now, here's the thing about that story. Josh also said earlier that he believes that this might have been intimidation, that Robert Landon is trying to intimidate him from seeking information from his office. That's Josh's opinion. Now, that's illegal. And Josh quoted the statute earlier that makes that illegal, that you can't, one elected official cannot threaten another elected official or try to put pressure on them. So Josh says when he has concrete evidence, if he gets that, that this was done as a threat to keep him away from documents, that he, I believe the quote he said earlier was, he and Mr. Landon will be going to Columbus because he will believe something was done illegal. Now, that was, you're not going to read that or hear that anywhere else. That was here this morning between 9 and 10. So, you know, that's the story that the caller wanted to hear. Now, does anybody have any thoughts on that? Maybe there's other people who didn't hear about that earlier. 740-383-9944. It's just the latest ripple in this story. You know, and what I can't figure out, I was at the meeting back in the beginning of September, the special meeting that was called about the books not being done. And Marden Watts from the auditor's office was there. And so were all the city council members. And the meeting was over an hour long. And they were asking Mr. Watts, are the books reconciled? Can they be reconciled? The state auditors were there from the GAP team that night. And it was not done at that point. And apparently, Monday night, Mr. Watts was asked again if the books were done. And he said no. Now, how did we get to yes at this point? I have no idea. Go ahead, caller.
Scott Spears, interviewer of everybody from clowns to politicians to long-time actresses.
I tell you, you can call this a real magazine show today.
I mean, today, I've never heard the diversity. You have, Josh, also a well-known local businessman, council member. You know, interesting politics like mine, kind of middle of the road. I think he's Democrat, but, I mean, he's more old school. A lot like Leshutka. They kind of remind me of each other. They're just Americans who want the country to be great and want the city to be great. So, excellent guest. He was very candid. I mean, he really told it like it is.
What do you make of that?
I can't say I'm an expert, but there's definitely some bad blood, and that's not healthy. I mean, never is. But people need to do their job. The auditor's got a very important job. And certainly, to me, Josh has credibility. Again, maybe biased because he's a business owner like I am. I've been familiar with him. And just when I've seen him talk and seen his social media, he tells it like it is and tries to be nice. But sometimes you have to deal with things that are a little uncomfortable. But again, calling the police on him and then these posts going back and forth, it just doesn't seem very comfortable. And we have enough issues with the world right now. We do need to solve it. I don't know enough about the goings-on, but as I mentioned before, Scott, if someone doesn't want to come on the air, and especially when he's coming on the Star, that kind of says something. Go ahead and talk. You know, I know you can challenge people, Scott, and maybe he's afraid of that, but if Mr. Landon's afraid of being challenged, what does that tell us? You've got nothing to hide, then it's okay. you know, like Geraldo. He's not gonna mind being challenged because he challenges people. That's why there will be such a great show, you know, and I think you will have Geraldo on soon because you're so persistent. But that'll just be so awesome because of your styles and on the same show.
I don't understand.
Landon needs to come on, Scott. I don't understand the issue you offered. You're nice about it, you know. Equal time. Let's see what you have to say. And by him not wanting to do that, what does that tell us?
Well, it's interesting to me because I'm never really sure. It's maybe called challenging. I call it a hard question. But regardless, my point is, they control the answer. The guest controls the answer. I cannot control how somebody answers a question, and I am not a lie detector. So I'm not exactly sure how I could, because I think the position is that I could somehow, that my opinions are different than his, that I'm biased, that I think that's pretty well what's
going
on.
Well, you know what, Scott, with Scott, call him Scott S. number two, and Josh being on, and Kai, all people with a lot of credibility. I mean, I know Kai and Josh better, but the mayor certainly, he's a hard worker. I mean, I see eye to eye with him on everything, but he's always a gracious guest, and he'll tell it like it is the way he should. With those people having been on multiple times and not pulling any punches, especially Josh, I mean, I was, my ears definitely perked up a few times, as I'm sure yours and other listeners did also. If they're the ones that are on and Mr. Landon doesn't want to come on, what are you going to do? You've already heard this, and you're trying to be unbiased. Because, you know, maybe we are reading into it wrong.
But I know,
as a property owner, the auditor does a very important job, and we're expecting integrity. And when bills are due, to pay them, just like you and I pay our cable bill and everything else every month.
Well, but Josh brought this up earlier, and I'm starting to believe it myself. Is that really what all this is designed to do? Is confuse. You know, usually that's not the purpose.
The confusing people into submission, that's kind of a sales technique. But that, it's not here to sell. Landon's a public servant, and he's here to do his job, as is Josh. You know, he's a business owner, and he's a politician. He's got two jobs.
Well, you know, as I've said, I've invited Robert Landon on as much as I've invited any other local politician on. He declines every time. And now that he's doing interviews with the Star, I don't think we can say it's his health that's precluding him from doing
it. I wish him well. You know, I did hear about the health issue, but if he can talk to the Star, he can talk to the Scott. I mean, or the interviewer. He can talk to the Star. He can talk to the interviewer of the Stars. I would be privileged if you asked me on. You know, that's why I love being on with you when I'm from time to time in the studio, or of course my daily or multiple daily calls. He should want to be on with you. I mean, go ahead and speak your position, Robert. We're hearing all these accusations. You know, I have Kai, a very sharp 23-year-old. He'll tell it like it is also. Let's go ahead and counter that.
Well,
yeah,
I would just...
Kai's been on with me, a very, very moderate politician, very likable, very smart and well-spoken, like Josh. They're the ones we're going by, and now we need to hear the other side. And it doesn't look too good for Landon if he keeps declining. And then he goes to talk to the newspaper. A newspaper that you've had an affiliation with, and you've spoken, obviously talked to reporters. And what does that say? A politician needs to be open about what he or she has on his or her mind and what has been done. And this is a pretty serious, controversial issue.
Well, I mean, I don't know what could be asked beyond, are the books filed? When were the books filed? These questions are not all that hard. I don't know how I would...
No, give me a date. When were they filed? Okay, well, if it was 2 years ago and they're overdue, well, he's not looking too good. But understand, he did it. And we rely upon, the auditor is somebody we rely upon. And that's it. I mean, all the jobs are important, but goodness sakes, there are responsibilities that this person has.
Well, we'll see how it all shakes out in the end.
I enjoy the interview with Florence, as I call her. As I mentioned, her co-star, Hal Williams, on 227 as a native of Columbus. And I liked Hal better. On his occasional role on Sanford and Son as Officer Smith, he was just hilarious. But he's still around. You know, another good versatile actor. And she's just been so gracious. It's just increased my enjoyment of her on the Jeffersons, because she played a character who certainly had a strong personality, and in clashing with the strong personality of George, it's definitely excellent acting, and a show that I often think about your talks with her whenever I watch the show. So it was good having her on, and then we have Bozo the Clown on. I guess we have a female, comedian slash singer slash actress, and a bit of an activist too, which is great. And we have Josh talking about a situation in Marion that's very serious. So it's good to lighten up the atmosphere a bit. So yeah, the diversity of guests today, Scott, was quite good. But what I wouldn't expect anything else. As I said, Scott, Mr. Landon should be privileged to be on the show. So this is the same show that talks to Mary Ellen regularly, that has the mayor and two or three councilmen that have been on. Ayers is also an excellent guest, and of course Kai. He should feel privileged and feel grateful and be thankful. And instead, he's skirting the issue, and I'm not comfortable with that, as I don't think any of our listeners are.
Why, thank you for calling.
No problem, Scott. Sorry to ramble, but I thought I would just give you a little PS here. Okay, good show as usual. Talk to you later.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Appreciate the call. 740-383-9944. And what this hour is, after all those guests earlier, Marla Gibbs, Josh Daniels, and Joey DiOria, Bozo the Clown, is your chance to talk. 48 minutes past the hour, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Give me a call if you have any thoughts on anything. And I know there's even some... we'll take the call, and we'll come back to this possibly later. Go ahead, caller.
Hello, Scott. It's Pastor Craig. How you doing?
Oh, I'm good. How are you?
Pretty good. I have several thoughts, and I think it's really quite tragic, the situation that's happening. And I, from a political standpoint, I don't see how anybody could vote for the man only because he has an R by his name. It's just beyond me. I mean, politics aside, I mean, this is out of hand, and you've got to be able to see the situation and know that it's bad for Marion. I mean, it's a shame when those, certain Republicans will draw the wagons around him and try and protect him.
Well, something's going on, and like I said, I have never seen a week like this ever in Marion politics, and I'm even a student of the political history of Marion, and I don't remember anything like this. The comments that have been made this week, the statements that have been made, how on Monday can somebody from the auditor's office appear at city council and say the books are not done to the finance committee, and on Wednesday the city auditor releases a statement saying yes, they are, and they've been sent to the state, and then on Thursday, the city auditor calls the police on a city council member for stealing a document from their office. I've never seen anything like this in 5 days.
And it's crazy, and you shouldn't be seeing things like this. I mean, it's ridiculous. And kind of on a side note, I don't know what church it was that he was filmed going to or whatever. But, as a pastor, if this kind of controversy was going on, and he's in my church, I feel like I would have to at least, and probably unsolicited, counseling. It's too out in the open, and it's too, captivating to Marion to just not do anything about it.
Well, and I think it's interesting at this point because that video was made very public. I mean, it wasn't even going to church and giving your testimony. Somebody filmed that video, and somebody put it out there. Now, that's okay. There's nothing wrong with that. But I guess Does he go to the office? I'm just confused, because this is going to hurt everybody in the long run. How can the chairman of the finance committee not know if the city's books for last year have been sent in, and how can the auditor call the police on the chairman of the finance committee? I've never seen anything like that.
No, I mean, I can believe that you haven't, and I really, I mean, when I was listening to Josh Daniels, I'm like you. I really kind of believe him when he says that, you know, it's designed to be confusing. They don't want you to get to the bottom of it.
And Robert Landon, if you're listening, and I know he listens from time to time, or at least members of his party do, come on and explain to us why it's not confusing. Tell us why you called the police. Tell us if you called the police. I mean, your answer is your answer. Your truth is your truth. But, I mean, saying nothing, I think we've gotten to the point where it's just irritating people.
Yeah, it is irritating because by this time, he should have at least come forward and answered some questions. You know, he owes that to the voters. If nobody else, he owes it to the voters and the residents of Marion to come forward and answer some questions.
Well, hopefully we get them. I, you know, next week we'll bring, and I do want to let people know that I did ask the mayor, I asked Josh, I asked Robert Landon, and I asked the mayor to come on this morning all in regard to this. Josh was able to make it this morning at 9. The mayor had a previous engagement, but he's already scheduled for next Tuesday to come on, Tuesday at 9:10, and Robert Landon, no response.
That's a shame.
And that's where we are. That's the truth of the matter.
All right.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
But if he should respond, we will welcome him via telephone or in studio. And have no mistake, I believe that he has been sick. I believe he's been very sick. I saw the video of him on the oxygen tank. I heard what he said, how close he came to being in a very bad situation. That's what I think a lot of us want to know. How sick were you? Is this why things are how they are now? Is it nothing to do with personal? But we don't get that answered. It just hangs out there. And, you know, the problem also is, if you give an interview to a newspaper, if you call the police saying you're not well enough to do something, kind of looks bad. Now, I guess if you like, and again, it's coming back to like, and I don't dislike any of these people. Matter of fact, I don't live in the city, so I don't vote for any of these people. So the point is, it's not based on like, it's based on what we know. And maybe what we know is just out to confuse us all. And that's no bright thing in life to be proud of, that you tried to confuse people. It doesn't take much to confuse people. 740-383-9944, if you have an opinion. We got about 5 minutes left here. 740-383-9944. I'll be back on tonight with Angie Evers from 8 to 10 p.m. Maybe we'll give some things away tonight, have some fun. It's been an interesting day, to say the least. But I learned a long time ago in my own field that you pick the person best for the job. You don't pick your friends. You can like your friends. You can have coffee with your friends. You can have fun and dinner with your friends. But it doesn't mean they're the best people for the job. And you know what? Sometimes you lose your friends because of that. Because they can't take the fact that you think they're not the best. Because how many times have we heard that? You're my friend. How could you do that to me? Well, I'm not doing it to you. I'm making the best decision that I can make with the information I have. And you're just not the best fit for this job. That's it. It's not that difficult. 740-383-9944. Give me a buzz here. 740-383-9944. And by the way, how many of us would have been overlooked for jobs if people were hiring their family and their friends? Truthfully. How many people would have been overlooked for jobs? Tons. You know how you get good at a job? You know how you get praise at a job? Do it. Do it and do it to the best of your ability. You know, Barbara Walters, who recently had a birthday, I think she turned 92. I think her birthday was a couple weeks ago. But she said, a quote that she said, which I thought was fascinating, because she was one of the first women in television, and it was very hard for her to get in. And she didn't know anybody. But she said, they would always say, how do you get in? And she said, get there earlier than everybody else, stay later than everybody else, and work harder than everybody else. And you can tell that's what Barbara Walters did. When somebody would slam a door in somebody's face and say, I'm not going to do the interview, Barbara Walters just kept on. And eventually they did it. Now, not always, but eventually a lot of people did. And that's what made her good. Was she necessarily the best interviewer in the world? Well, in some people's opinion, yes. Some people's opinion, no. But you cannot say that she did not have the best guests. She was the most persistent. And I think when people, in all walks of life, I think they should pay attention to that. Again, phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. Now, Josh Daniels did say he would let me know. He expects to know today if this police report was filed for intimidation purposes by the city auditor, Robert Landon. And if he believes that, he says, you know, they're going to Columbus, that there's going to be some, I guess some fur will fly, but we're not at that point. But he did tell me this morning, he assured me that he would let me know when he knows that. I don't think I'm going to know that before we go off the air today at 1, but I can tell you I probably will know the answer to that by 8:15 tonight. So if you tune in tonight to Angie Evers and I'm sure I will have the answer to that question. Do want to thank Joey Dioria, Bozo, for coming on. What a kick that is always for me to have him on and to do the Bozo voice. I think he's just fascinating. And all those other great Bozos, Bob Bell and Willard Scott and Larry Harmon, you know, unfortunately, they're all gone. They are not here to witness this story of Bozo ending up in David Arquette's hands. And I think that will change quite a bit when it comes to the Bozo character that we've all watched for more than 50 years. All right, we're just about done. If anybody's been thinking about calling, now would be the time to do it. 740-383-9944. You know, not too long ago, I think Glenn and I had a conversation about broadcasting in Marion and who were the icons and who were the good broadcasters. And you know what? I've very luckily gotten to know and worked with them all. I can't think of one that I didn't know. The ones who are thought of as great. I don't think there's one that I did not work with or know on a personal basis. And so I can be objective in saying that these were the great ones, and these were the ones that were good, and these people should be revered as icons because they were the best. But I'm friends with all of them. So again, it's back to that. I'm not picking this because of somebody being my friends, because honestly, I was friendly with all of them. I didn't have an enemy that I'm aware of between them, but a lot of people thought that me not including somebody was a bad thing. I'm not excluding that person because I dislike them. I like them quite a bit, but it's just my opinion based on the other people. So there you go. Well, I've said enough for one day between Geraldo today and Bozo and the auditor and Josh Daniels and this call of open phone lines. Who only could tell what would happen tonight from 8:15 to 10 o'clock? I hope you will join Angie and I. For this day, this is Scott Spears heading for the dugout.
Her hair isn't very creative. I mean, sometimes this long, straight long, and she could look a million bucks better with a good hairdresser.
Well, why don't you write her a letter and tell her that?
Yes. Well, it would. That's one thing. You know, I like Hillary, despite all the negative things.
I would love to see a woman as president.
Yeah, they need to be.